a number of Haines residents make a living with location-neutral jobs. So in January, when Alaska Power and Telephone rolled out new internet packages following its Lynn Canal fiber optic project, the internet-reliant workers were paying attention. KHNS's Emily Files checked in with some of them and has this report.
I'm Gene Cornelius in Haines, Alaska.
And we are at your home office, would you say?
I would call this a home office, absolutely. That's my kitchen table, but there is no kitchen involved. It's covered with gear.
Cornelius is a stock footage videographer. He films everything from sunsets to trucks driving by and hopes someone creating an advertisement or documentary will pay a few hundred bucks to use his clips. What'd you just type in?
Slow motion eagle. This was a lucky shot. In Homer, there is an eagle sitting on a dumpster.
You don't see the dumpster in the clip, just the eagle. It looks to the camera and then flies away in slow motion.
This particular clip has sold 39 times.
For every clip like this that sells well, there are a lot that no one buys. That's why, for stock videographers, quantity is important.
You have to constantly be putting more media up. It's called feeding the beast.
And that has been one of Cornelius's biggest challenges in Haines. Uploading video from the camera to the computer takes time with any internet connection. But here, upload speeds are more limited. When Cornelius heard AP&T's newly installed fiber optic cable would improve internet packages in the Upper Lynn Canal, he had high hopes. Then the company announced the details.
I was a little bit livid.
The new offerings significantly increased data caps and download speeds, but upload speeds stayed the same at 1 megabit. Cornelius says it does make sense that they focused on download speeds because that's what most people use internet for, streaming video, not uploading it.
We are a society of consumers. I mean, here I am making media, but I also consume it.
Cornelius was upset at first, but he says AP&T has been working with him. Later this year, they're going to install a new modem at his home that he says should double his upload speeds. While Cornelius wasn't thrilled with the new offerings, other internet-reliant workers in Haines have been satisfied.
It was just a breath of fresh air for us.
Andrew Del Preti is a web developer who works for a Texas-based company. His job is somewhat related to what Cornelius does. Del Preti works on websites that host stock music and video. Del Preti says with his old internet package, the data cap was an issue.
And so I was going over my internet cap every month. We had the highest plan, like 8 megs down, 1 meg up at 80 gigs a month. And we were pretty much going over that every time. And so that really kind of put a burden on finances and also just, you know, didn't allow the kids to watch Netflix or for us to do extracurricular stuff, you know, on the internet other than me working.
When AP&T rolled out new packages in January, Del Preti's speeds tripled and the data cap increased exponentially. Now he's able to video conference with his colleagues in Texas without worrying.
You know, I think having faster and more reliable internet will be able to bring a different type of person here that might not be able to make it doing kind of the traditional things, which I think is great as well, and I hope that continues to grow. But I think that having this is another way of bringing people in.
Attracting more location-neutral workers like Albero, Del Preti, and Cornelius to Haines is one of the goals listed in the borough's comprehensive plan. With better internet, that aspiration may be closer to reality. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.